Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show, but the better news is we're going to be right back here with you next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball, and you can also catch us on the Angels Radio AM 830 app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and it is a pleasure to welcome back my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl, back to the show. Chef Andrew, good morning, and as always, welcome back.
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
And to you too, sir. You getting ready for the eclipse? Are you doing any eclipse specials on Monday?
Nope, not this time. You know, we're just going to enjoy it and let it soak in.
Chef Andrew, getting kind of crazy out there with the eclipse, and I know you have contact with some folks that are on the East Coast, and particularly in the New York area. You know, things are getting a little wild with all of this, but, you know, as they say, we'll get through it. And we should also mention that we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Chef Andrew, we were talking a little bit last week that, you know, you were open on Easter, and you were going to have a few brunch specials. How did it all go?
Oh, it was great. It was a beautiful day, and you know, wonderful guests, good brunch items. It was definitely a blast. Our lobster eggs Benedict was a hit.
Chef Andrew, why does that not surprise me in any way or fashion? Chef Andrew, talking about the restaurant business in the United States, there is this continuing bugaboo over tipping. And in the main, it would probably be better, just from a business point of view and a culture point of view, to get rid of tipping. But kind of give us the backstory on this, Chef Andrew, if you will, and what the dilemma is. And this is not about underpaying your employees. I think it's really important for people to understand that as we get into this rather controversial topic. So, Chef Andrew, if you will.
Certainly. Thank you. Tipping has become kind of the topic du jour because everybody now is asking for tips, right? It used to just be the restaurant. Now you do anything, and it seems like somebody's going to turn a screen around and ask you for a tip. Maybe it's just kind of, you know, checking out at the grocery store, doing your own checkout, and you almost have to tip yourself. but I think it's important to mention. My perspective, I come at this from California, where there is no tipping wage, right? And a tipped wage is when, in certain states, there's a minimum wage. You can pay tipped workers less so that when you aggregate the tips that they make plus the minimum wage or the tipped wage, which is much lower than the minimum wage, it aggregates higher than the total minimum wage. In California, even if you're a tipped worker, you're going to start off at the minimum wage. Then you're going to make tips on top of that. In many cases, a significant amount. So I think the dilemma here is that consumers are starting to feel more and more pressured to tip higher. 15% used to be the norm. Now it feels like it's 18%, 22%, and then you have these service charges as line items, and we've talked about all the new line items on the check. What I've said is my experience in regards to this entire topic is that I am all for eliminating tipping and then paying all of the front-of-the-house workers a much higher wage, right, whether it's a living wage or even something in the realm of what they're making hourly. You know, I could say, and I'd make this number up, but this is kind of a baseline in which we've done our math. We paid the entire front of the house $35 an hour, but they didn't make tips. Would they be willing to stay? And you know what's funny, Andy, and I've talked to all of my team members about this, the resounding answer is no. You know, the servers do not want a higher wage, even upwards of $30 to $35 an hour, because the incentive to get that massive table and that massive tip increases what they feel is their kind of productivity, and some nights they can walk away with $100 an hour with tips. So if I was to suddenly change, which we've seen a lot of restaurants do, change my system and try and just pay $35, $40 even an hour without the tips, I probably will not be able to get all the employees, or if not the best employees, and if my service would suffer, and therefore I would end up having a real tough time bringing on workers, especially in a market where somebody can go next door, work half as hard, make more money getting tips. So the only way this would work is if everybody, or large tranches of restaurants and hotels, started to all change the system. It's not going to happen through a top-down approach. The government's not going to be able to mandate any of these changes. It's going to have to happen from the bottom up, but I just don't know if the demand or the desire is there right now.
Well, Chef Andrew, very articulately presented, but here's something that we can expand on a little bit. Probably the dean of hospitality in the restaurant business in the United States is a very, very successful restaurateur based in New York by the name of Danny Meyer. He has written the definitive book on hospitality that for any restaurant group that knows its salts, this is a textbook that's used for all their employees. It is quoted often. It is revered. Danny is very, very well respected and, you know, definitely knows Dinner House fine dining. And also along the way created a very successful hamburger joint, but that's not the current subject of conversation. Danny feels, as you do, that in terms of equality and efficiency, paying the restaurant employees well and getting rid of tipping would be a very wonderful thing to add to the hospitality industry. Now, Chef Andrew, I will let you tell the story. Danny, a few years ago, tried this in all his restaurants in New York. And if anybody could make this work, it would be Mr. Hospitality, Danny Meyer. Bring us up to date there, Chef Andrew.
Yeah, I mean, kind of as I predicted or speculated, the result would be an inability to bring on enough workers because you're going to lose them to the neighboring restaurants where they can get a lot more in tips, and that is what happened. He was unable to retain workers, and he had to revert back to the old system. You know, by definition, consider that a failure. However, I'll say the mere experiment, I think, was valuable for the entire industry to understand what the consequences were going to be and the unintended action. But I will say this, had it been successful, I guarantee you we would have seen hundreds of other restaurants do this. So kudos to him for being the tip of the spear.
Well, and, you know, he really, Chef Andrew, in no uncertain terms, stuck his neck out way, way far to do this and tried to get other colleagues, as you'll remember, to go along with this. And, you know, no one else would do it. And, you know, gradually, I mean, he kept trying and trying, but, you know, he had to pull back, reduce the number of his restaurants in Union Square Hospitality that were involved in this. And, you know, as you say, quite a lesson to all of us. But, you know, again, if someone with the acumen and skill of a Danny Meyer couldn't even make this work in one restaurant, it definitely is food for thought. Chef Andrew, thank you. We will pick up the conversation next week. And as always, we appreciate your informed insights. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. My thanks to Oscar here at Angel Stadium on technical excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. We really appreciate the work that he's doing. Next week, it is more of a preview of Pizza City Fest LA coming up at the end of the month. We will have the founder, Steve Dolinsky, on the show, as well as talking about a wonderful new winery called Parable out on the St. Helena Trail. We're proudly presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And yes, the long-awaited return of Dr. Alan Beyer with Doctor in the Dugout takes the field next. We'll see you next week. Good eating and be safe.